The president's choice for a new Supreme Court justice may mean the ability of Arizona women to terminate a pregnancy depends on who is elected governor in November. As KJZZ's Claire Caulfield reports, if Roe v. Wade is overturned, each state could decide whether to allow abortion and under what circumstances.
At this point in the gubernatorial campaign, the division over abortion rights is breaking down along party lines. All three Democratic contenders have vowed to block any effort to impose abortion restrictions. Here's Democratic candidate Kelly Fryer.
I've seen firsthand how important it is for women to have all of the options available to them and to be able to make their own decision.
Steve Farley and David Garcia have expressed similar conviction, but it might not be that simple. The pre-1973 laws making abortion illegal are still on the books, but federal judges have struck down Arizona's restrictions in the past, so the wording of a possible high court decision would be crucial. On the Republican side, candidate Ken Bennett said he was solidly pro-life, but might allow exceptions for rape or incest.
You have to look at the specific language on those exceptions so that if you allow those, that they have to be reported and it's really a valid situation rather than just an excuse.
Incumbent Governor Doug Ducey also calls himself pro-life and has signed every abortion restriction that reached his desk since taking office in 2015. Claire Caulfield, KJZZ News, Phoenix.